Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 22. It is a rather long text. I thought about just picking out portions, but the entire impact is really what we need to hear. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." So the Lord said to him, "Arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight." Then Ananias said, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once. And he arose and was baptized. So when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus. Immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed and said, "Is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. This is our text. Dear sons and daughters of God, adopted into Jesus' family through Christ's own blood that he shed for you for forgiveness and eternal life. What shoes do you have on today? Do you have on your best shoes? Or when you saw the rain and the water, did you think, "Well, I'm going to put on a little more casual pair. If I get them wet or soaked, it won't be quite so bad." Or maybe you just have on your regular old shoes just because. Well, I'm really not interested in what shoes you have on your physical feet today. But that is an expression that we use. In my shoes, or the shoes I'm walking in, this, that, and the other thing. And as we look at our text today, we see that Saul wore several pair of shoes in this incident, and really you and I do too. Saul was an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. He grew up a Pharisee, one of those who dedicated themselves to keeping the Old Testament laws of God to the ultimate, and took great pride in doing so, and felt very righteous. The Pharisees looked down on others. Maybe remember Jesus' parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee is, thank you, God, that I'm not like other men and like this tax collector above all. And then he went on to say all the good things he had done. Saul was a Pharisee. We don't know that he ever met Jesus, that he ever heard Jesus speak in person, but we do know that Saul was present at the death of the first Christian martyr, Stephen. Because Stephen spoke boldly to those who had been enemies of Jesus and continued to be enemies of the apostles, because Stephen spoke boldly that Jesus was the Christ, the enemies in their furor dragged him out of the city and began to stone him and stoned him to the death. But the Bible says, the same book of Acts says, they laid their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. Now we suppose that Saul must have not yet been 30 years of age, because it was at age 30 when you became an adult in their culture and in their day. So Saul must have not been old enough to join in the pitching of the rocks to kill Stephen, but he was there giving his approval, all right, and they laid their clothes at Saul's feet. Saul must have then reached the age of maturity, age 30, and continued on in this quest to eradicate the preaching of Jesus of Nazareth and the followers of Jesus of Nazareth who said he was the promised Messiah, the one God intended to send to redeem Israel. And so here, Saul is on his way to Damascus, wearing shoes of a persecutor. He's on his way to arrest, take people to Jerusalem in the intent, surely, that they would be put to death. He was breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. So he's on his way, very self-satisfied, very self-secure, very convinced that he's doing the right thing. In fact, later on in his letter to the Philippians, because this Saul is the one who becomes the apostle, Paul, he writes, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I, more so, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Saul was very self-secure, very proud, and he was wearing those shoes of one who is in control. Do you ever wear those shoes? I know you're not persecutors of Christians, but really, what shoes was it that Saul was wearing? Saul had his own agenda. In spite of what Jesus of Nazareth preached, in spite of his crucifixion and then resurrection from the dead, which seemed not to make sense at all, and it couldn't be because this Jesus fellow had to be an imposter and a fake, Saul had his own agenda, which was all about Saul, wasn't it? Advancing himself, lifting himself up high so others could honor and praise him and so that God himself could say, good job, Saul. So he's on his way to Damascus. What a good boy am I. Have you ever worn those shoes? What a good boy am I. How good I'm doing. And yep, I'm all for our congregation, all for the church, all for mission work, but It needs to meet my agenda. And as long as it meets my agenda, fine. But if life takes some other turns or I have other opportunities and my agenda is more important, well, I'm going to promote and fulfill that. It's shoes that really we all wear at times. Shoes that are, very stylish. They look good on the outside, and everybody says, oh, wow, I wish I had shoes like that. Shoes that feel good. They're very comfortable. Yeah, I enjoy these shoes. But they're shoes that are killing you. Have you ever had shoes like that? Oh, these shoes are killing me. The shoes that Saul had on his way to Damascus, were shoes that were killing him. As if you had a pair of shoes on that looked good, felt good, but there was some chemical in the leather that was seeping into your skin and poisoning your bloodstream. Their shoes, for all their seemingly goodness, were killing you. That was Saul. And really, that's every one of us. You and I are wearing shoes that by ourselves, to our own merit, are going to kill us, bring us wrath from God. Saul was on the way to Damascus when Jesus himself appeared to him. Saul was knocked to the ground by the bright light and heard the voice. Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul, who are you, Lord? Imagine. What if just an angel appeared to us right here? We would be startled. Saul was startled, trembling, astonished. Who are you, Lord? What's going on here? And the answer, I am Jesus. I am Jesus. Do you remember how God identified himself in the Old Testament to Moses? When Moses was being sent back to Egypt to rescue the people of Israel, and Moses said, well, if they ask, what are you doing here? And you said, tell them the Lord sent you. And they say, well, who's the Lord that sent you? Who do I say sent me? And God said, I am that I am. You tell them that the I am has sent you. Interestingly, Jesus identifies himself here with those words, I am Jesus. He had used that one time earlier while he was teaching, and the Jews, the enemies, became very furious because they said, who do you think you are? Are you greater than Abraham? And Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. They got the point, and they took up stones to stone Jesus, but he escaped through the crowd. He identifies himself to Saul as the I am. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Have you ever had that? Maybe it was when you were in school. The teacher says, okay, behave out there. Everyone be quiet. Sit still. And then the teacher looks right at you and says, I mean you. Think how Saul